Okay, I don't have a lot of time to talk about this. I'm actually taking a break from publishing some research. And I'd like to actually even research it more, the topic. But I am going to mention something briefly, just so for food for thought. Those of you who have an interest, you can research it yourself, pointing you in the right direction. I wanted to say something now while I thought about it, and it relates to Greece. Of course, more and more you're hearing about the potential default of Greece. I think ultimately that's what's going to happen. And I talked about that several years ago, actually. But the point is that, of course, I wrote an article in 2011, The Rape of Greece by the Jewish Bankers. And I detailed the planned, premeditated takedown by the Jewish bankers of the Greek economy. And of course, that got banned. That article got Press TV banned from Europe. Since that time, nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody will bring it up. You can't bring up the issue of Jewish bankers. Why is that? When you understand that the IMF and World Bank are all Jewish bankers, and they are controlled completely by the Federal Reserve, which is all Jews, right? Of all of the bankers, regional bankers, Federal Reserve, and there are probably, just off the top of my head, I would say maybe 200 of them, maybe a little more. I can assure you, because I've looked at all of them, that 99% are Jewish. And the couple that aren't probably have Jewish ties or are, they're half Jewish. For instance, they have, maybe like an Indian guy or so forth. Don't think that they're not Jewish, okay? But then you look at Wall Street, which is almost all Jewish. The top guys are all Jewish, right? And then, of course, the media. And then you look around the world who controls the governments. You have direct control by the Jewish mafia of Western nations, Western governments, not to mention all the other segments of the infrastructure of each of those countries, including the media and the educational system. If you look at all those things, it's pretty clear what's going on. Jewish mafia is in control of things, and they're screwing everybody. They've been doing it for decades. This whole financial crisis, this whole economic implosion, Jewish mafia, no one's in jail, right? You guys had to fit the bill. You guys are taking the heat. Jewish mafia's laughing at your asses. They did it again 15 years ago, dot-com. They did it prior to that, in part involvement in the Asian financial crisis, and they certainly made it a lot worse. And then, of course, we had the savings and loan crisis, right? Point is this, folks. And I mentioned this before, and I know I've talked about it in audios. I haven't come out and been as explicit about it in writings, but I have implied it. Here's the point. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Any country that wants to escape the stranglehold of the Jewish mafia, that wants a future, the only way they're going to get out of the EU, and they have to get out of the EU, they have to assassinate their leaders. They have to assassinate the politicians running the show, because of all the politicians of each of these EU nations have been bought and paid for by the Jewish bankers, the Jewish mafia. And that is a fact. And that includes Greece. That includes Greece. Okay? And you can just look this up. The current Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, he's Jewish. Did you know that? That's right. He's Jewish. His mom is Jewish. He's not even a natural born Greek. And I question also the Prime Minister, right? Prime Minister, the new Prime Minister they brought in, Yanis Varoufakis. I question whether or not he's Jewish. I haven't had a chance to look it up, but I know this much for sure. He's from the U.S. He's already been indoctrinated into the U.S. system, right? He taught at UT Austin. What do you think that means, folks? Who do you think is teaching at the business schools? It's all Jews. Okay? You understand what's going on. He's been indoctrinated. I don't trust him. Now, never mind all this hard talk, and the media wants to, oh, he's a radical. He's saying this and that. That's all bullshit. I don't buy any of that bullshit. I deal with actions, not hot air. Any of you people who don't understand that, you probably don't realize Obama was all hot air. Bush is all these politicians are full of shit. Okay? And if you look at the cabinet, right, the cabinet assembled by Alexis Tsipras, his cabinet is almost all Jewish. Look closely. Now, some of you may have recalled hearing me talk about Greeks letting Jews in their country. Of course, that was during World War II. They allowed Jews to enter from Germany. Of course, the Jews weren't executed in gas chambers in Germany. That's bullshit. What happened was the Germans told the Jews to get out, basically. They had long time to leave, and then those that did not and others were rounded up and put in prison camps. But not just Jews, of course. There were many individuals, many nations, many ethnicities. As a matter of fact, the real Holocaust during that time, well, in part, one of the Holocausts was actually Greeks. 10% of the Greek population, 500,000 Greeks, were murdered by Germans through famine. I don't know if you all know that. That's the real Holocaust. Why haven't you heard of that? Ask yourself the question. Why is it that we only hear about the suffering of the Jews? We don't hear about the 60 million people who died during World War II. They're suffering. We hear about a fairy tale Holocaust of the Jews. That's what we hear about, right? Because your lives aren't important. Your suffering of your people is not important. You understand, folks? This is what's going on. This is the Jewish supremacy. And this is the basis behind all this tribesman bullshit of this us versus them trying to screw everybody. This is the solidarity, the pathological solidarity, and all the bullshit that accounts for all this shit that I've been talking about. Wake the fuck up. Now, those of you who are Jewish, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know if you engage in this stuff or not, but you know I'm spot on. And quite honestly, that's why the Jews fear me, because I'm too sharp and I know too much and I won't keep my mouth closed. Can't be bought off. So anyway, I want you all to start looking at this stuff. And I'm telling you right now, those of you who are in Europe, okay, you're delusional if you think that you're going to fix your country at the voting booth. I haven't voted in 25 years. I voted one time in my life when I was a sheep. Okay? When I was a sheep. And at that time, even then I realized that I had a choice. I voted for Ross Perot. Since that time, I didn't feel like I've had a choice. You see? And the difference is that when Ron Paul was coming around, I knew he was a fake. You understand? Just because someone is an independent or segregates themselves as kind of a different, doesn't mean that they're not controlled opposition. Ron Paul is a fraud, always has been a fraud. Anyway, folks, wake up. The only way you Europeans are going to save your country, your future generations, only way you're going to prevent your offspring from being enslaved by the Jewish mafia is to assassinate your leaders. Assassinate them and take your country back. Dissolve the European Union. It is a fucking global fascist enslavement mechanism. If you don't see that by now, you're done.